Access to clean water is a global concern, as are worries about food and energy supplies. But the picture isn't entirely bleak. Individuals, businesses, and governments are increasingly looking at ways to meet demand while ensuring there will be enough resources for future generations. One way is through sustainable development. The world's Katie Clark reports.
Sustainable development is as much about economic and social development as it is about environmental protection, says MIT's Peter Senge. In his book, The Necessary Revolution, Senge offers a bit of hope that all three are possible.
It's easy and maybe a little bit habitual, based on the way our media tend to work, to focus so much on all the things that are getting worse. It's really important to also direct our attention to all the innovators and the extraordinary things that are going on around the world.
One of those things is a process unfolding in northern Sweden. The region is on the cutting edge when it comes to weaning itself from fossil fuels. Senge says the force behind this effort is a Swedish car dealer named Per Karstedt. Karstedt was living in Brazil at the time of the first Earth Summit back in 1992. As Senge tells it, Karstedt became immersed in the issues of population growth, resource depletion, and carbon emissions, and asked himself what he could do about them.
He was moving back to Sweden, and he decided we could start to have some cars that run on ethanol. And he was a car dealer, so that's what he thought of. He thought, we'll get some cars. He went to Ford. Ford had a little program internally where they were making what they called flexi-fuel cars that could be run on either gasoline or ethanol. And he said, I want to get some of these cars in Sweden. They said, sorry, they're not for sale. They're not even on the market. It's just a development program. He said, no, I want to get some for Sweden. Well, anyhow, he turned out he met a guy in Ford whose wife was Swedish, and he said, oh, sure, we'll get you some cars. Ford never knew. Three cars, 1995, that was it.
The program took off. To make a long story short, Sweden plans to open the world's first bioregion next year. Transportation, heat, and electricity in the community will be powered entirely by ethanol produced from waste from Sweden's massive timber industry. Senge points to many other examples in his book of individuals, communities, and even corporations from Uganda to Portland, Oregon, who had a vision of how to reduce waste and save money. The British government hopes to join those ranks. Prime Minister Gordon Brown announced plans today to build thousands of wind turbines over the coming decade. He hopes to move the UK towards 15% renewable energy by 2020. But Brown acknowledged that won't happen unless people match their concerns about climate change with their actions. Ed Gillespie's been advising the British government on how best to sell green policy to the public.
When we say climate change is the biggest global challenge that we collectively face, and then we tell people that if you change a light bulb and half fill your kettle, everything will be okay. I think people get very sceptical and cynical at that, and they say, well, that's a complete mismatch.
Gillespie says what's needed is a bold thinking vision from heads of state, much like the one John Kennedy presented in 1961 to put a man on the moon. Peter Senge says in order to get the public on board, there needs to be a massive mind shift.
Wasting is not a desirable way to live. But we're terribly afraid if we don't waste, our economy will collapse. This is nuts.
No more so, perhaps, than knowing something must change and doing nothing. For The World, this is Katie Clark.